Hi, I'm Sharad Kiran. Welcome to Let's Talk, the show that brings you the most important conversations of the day. And what could be more important than being well or feeling well, wellness, not just for ourselves personally, but also for the planet. Now, I have with me the people behind an upcoming festival. It's called the Ahimsa Life Festival. It runs in February from the 21st to 23rd. And it promises to bring together a range of activities and personalities linked to the question of wellness. Now, thank you so much, both of you, Dominic Orr and Azina Chu, for being at the show with me today. Let's begin with why. Why do something? In this case, why a festival of wellness? I'm going to ask you for starters, Dominic.
Well, thanks for having us on your show, Sharad. The question why?
The big question.
Big question, and actually comes from experience. When we went through our journeys through health problems, for me it was a mental health issue, there came a point in time when I was looking for an alternative to medication. And really I couldn't find something, some place where I could access and actually explore. So we decided, okay, if there isn't something out there, let's try and get everyone together, practitioners, styles, products, where people could come to one place and actually try stuff for themselves. Go beyond just having an intellectual understanding of stuff being out there, but actually sit down, try, experience, and make a decision for themselves. Does it work? Does it not work? Is this for me? Is this not for me?
Right, so it's kind of the festival is an opportunity to experiment, to sample, and look at things. You had a personal journey, Zina, you had a personal journey too that brought you to this point. I mean, you're from television. I forgot to mention that, Dominic, you're from the legal profession. You're actually a lawyer who's now a meditation teacher. I'm going to get that shortly. But Zina, again, for you, why a festival? Why was it necessary to pull it together as a festival?
The festival was something that the bunch of us met while we were doing meditation. I would say that meditation brought us all together. And for me personally, I started meditation because I was going through a point in my life. It was a few years of a very bad divorce, a major health issue where I would say that it was life-threatening. I was I was in and out of hospital, and I thought, you know, what else is there for me to do but unless I go full on and medicate. So what I decided was I started looking at alternatives for food, and I went on a 1 year juicing diet, vegan juicing diet, and that changed. I mean, when I went to see my doctor, he went, wow, these medicines you're on must be miraculous because you are healing so well. And I kept quiet. And within that year, I decided to change my whole lifestyle. And I said, aside from that, how can I, what caused my disease? And it was stress. So going through the stress, that, you know, having teenagers, I said, yeah, the one thing that worked for me was meditation. It helped me calm me down. I'm generally a very hyper person. I'm ADHD. My brain goes boom, boom, boom in 25 places at one time. And when I meditate, it brings me back here. And I connected with Dom then. We are old friends from way back then, but we only got together from this, and there's the five of us now.
Okay, so the five includes Zarina Perry, Kam Soo En, and Lai Mei Sen. Is that the other partners in crime? And it's very interesting and very brave of you both to be willing to share this, because a lot of people don't like to share their problems. They don't like to talk about their journeys, especially the ones that begin from a troubled place. I mean, maybe we could just look a little bit about what you, Dominic, have decided on. I mean, in terms of your own life, I mean, you give up a legal profession that most people in middle-class Malaysia would say is the bee's knees of professions. And now, you know, you teach meditation. That's a major commitment, isn't it, to a very different approach to living?
It's a big jump, a very big jump. And there came a point in my life, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, when I was still a partner in my own firm, where the stress drove me to a point where I was clinically depressed. I was just depressed. Life wasn't fun. And it took one suicidal thought for me to tell myself, there must be something more to life than just this. It can't be that I'm suffering. The pain of that status quo far exceeds the pleasure.
And the pleasure would be the material pleasure.
Income was good. I couldn't say that I wasn't enjoying my work. The work was good. But there was something inside me which wasn't right. I wasn't happy. And I needed to make a choice. I needed to unwind a few things. And in that journey of discovery, I sort of realized that I was a slave to my mind rather than a master of it. And my mind was always playing tricks on me. I can be physically present here talking to you, Sharad, but my mind in this exact moment in time was flitting between past and future, characterized as worries about the future and regrets about the past. Right. And at that point in time, I said, look, maybe I don't need medication. Maybe that antidepressant wasn't for me. So what was it? Meditation literally saved my life.
Right. It's very interesting because in our short conversation already, there's a connection between our physical bodies, our mental states, our emotional, and perhaps, and I don't know if this is also part of it, the whole idea of the spiritual. Something that I'm not particularly in tune with, but I understand when you define wellness, and I want, Zina, if you could help me define it, what exactly are the components of wellness that are now reflected in this festival that you're doing?
The components of wellness.
Yeah. What are the things that all these little things are bringing together?
Well, okay. So for us, this festival will, you know, we'll have the body, the mind, and the soul. There's some people, you know, not everything that works for me will work for you. You know, I in the last 1 year, we have tried so many different, you know, modalities, so to speak, from, you know, feng shui to tarot card reading to crystals. You know, in fact, my partner said to me, if you come back with a crystal, I think it's time for us to do something about it. So, you know, it's a lot of, people say it's a lot of juju, but whatever comfort, you know, gives you comfort, whatever brings you peace and happiness, it might work for you, but something will work for you will not work for you.
Yeah, what tell us about, I mean, your sense think? Of what is wellness
yeah.
then.
Yeah, Dominic. Well, let me start from the festival and what we've called the festival. It's Ahimsa Life Festival, and Ahimsa is actually a Sanskrit word for non-violence. You know, and that is encapsulated in the practice of love and respect for everybody and everything. Okay, so starting point for all of this is ourselves. Now, if we can't even care for ourselves, then how can we care for anyone else or anything else? And if we talk about care for ourselves, there are various spheres, a physical sphere, a mental sphere, and an emotional sphere. Now, we all want one thing, and that is peace, and that is happiness, and that is joy and love. And there are many roads to get there. So from a festival perspective, what we are trying to do is to actually provide alternatives to everyone out there in the wellness ecosphere in Malaysia. When I went on my journey, for example, I knew the medical side pretty well. I knew which psychologists to see, I knew which psychiatrists to see, but I didn't know whether there was anything out there which would work for me. And that was my problem, access. So for the festival, what we want to do is to bring together a host of practitioners to create workshops and sessions and mini sessions where people can come in and try, experiment, no longer intellectualize it, come in, cast that aside and have an experience. Because only with an experience will you know if it works for you. Everyone is different.
Right, wonderful. And we'll take a short break at that point. We'll come back with more on how this festival has been curated, the components, the stars are going to be there. Stay tuned to more to Let's Talk. Welcome back to Let's Talk. I'm Sharad Kutin. With me, Dominic Orr and Zina Chu. They're both the people behind the upcoming Ahimsa Life Festival. It's a wellness festival coming to you in February, between the 21st and the 23rd. And we're going to talk a little bit about the what's in it. You have a list of names of well-known people in the world of wellness. Dominic, help me understand why you've brought people from around the world, in fact, including a yoga instructor from the US called, I know he's not called Action Hero, he's called something else,
Hero Landazani.
That's it. Yeah. Okay. Tell us about, I've seen some of his Instagram posts. He's very, very flexible. Tell us, why was it necessary to bring these individuals to the festival? How did you think about the curation of these different components?
What we wanted to offer people were modalities, workshops, sessions, which spoke to different aspects of us. There's a physical aspect, a mental aspect, and an emotional aspect. And Hero, Action Hero.
He does call himself Action Hero.
He does, and I only know him as Action Hero. And apologies to Action Hero if I got his last name wrong. But he is a yogi from the US and was very active in the brain surgery field. He's a biochemist, if I'm not mistaken. And throughout his employment, he began to understand a bit more about the heart, how it functions, how the body reacts to certain things. And through his own personal journey, he began to connect with himself, and his preferred route was yoga. And that was his journey. So we have Action Hero. We have a free diver yogi from Philippines called Wei, who is very successful in her free diving sport because of a yoga. Because she had the ability now, after learning yoga, to control her breath as she descended and come up.
Right, so free diving is that, would you diving without the aqualung, without scuba equipment, right?
That's right.
Okay. And again, the you know, I think we all grew up, I grew up in the 70s watching, you know, yogis squeeze themselves into little plastic containers and, you know, apparently stop breathing for a long, long periods. Now, what do you hope, Zina? I mean, you're from television and you've done work kind of with the audience in mind, right? Yeah. Who do you hope to reach out to in this? I mean, I'm always thinking, when I think of wellness festivals or wellness, I always think of absolutely healthy young people, not someone like myself who's in his 50s, overweight, you know, breathless, often not from excitement, just from breathless from walking. You know, so who do you hope to reach out to with these, you know, these carefully curated elements of your festival?
Well, it's clear that it being in Publica and in, you know, in the KL urban area, because it's our first festival, we have our limitations. We hope to, you know, take it. The aim when we first started the festival was, let's do it big, let's do this, let's have 100,000 people, whatever. You know, that's the dreams we wanted. We wanted it to be accessible to everybody. But unfortunately, because it's our first festival, we're starting it a bit modestly. And who the people, I mean, the target, a lot of women, this is a very women-skewed thing. I suspect there'll be more women than men. Hopefully, in time to come, there will be more men. I mean, a more balanced audience for this. People who are interested in any sort of form of help for themselves. A lot of people feel lost. They don't know where to go. The thought of having to find a psychologist, a psychiatrist, a lot of people, oh, my ex so-and-so feels suicidal, oh, I have a friend's cousin. Everyone in every family has a uncle who's, or a grandfather, or someone who's got an illness who's sitting down there and in a corner and neglected, because nobody knows what to do with them. We want anyone, from anyone who feels desperate or feels the need for change, something's missing for them and they don't know where to go. So hopefully that, you know, they'll come there and they'll find something at this festival.
Right. And is this the kind of festival where, and clearly it's not going to be adequate. I mean, you can do a little session. I was at the Dhaka Lit Festival some months ago, where actually a mental health organization set up a booth and did 20-minute talk therapy sessions with people just to get them into a sense of what it would be to speak to a professional, a mental health expert, and not a friend, yeah. You know, not a parent, not a religious leader. Yeah. What else can we expect at this festival?
Yeah, aside from the physical, which was the yoga, there's Tai Chi, there's Qigong, there's breath works with sound healing. There are a whole host of activities for anyone who's looking to do something over the weekend. But aside from that, we wanted to concentrate on the mental as well, because I have personal experience with that. And what we do have is a psychologist coming in to talk about mentalization for parents. Her name is Octavia Wilson.
Wilkinson,
thank you. She's also going to talk about dream analysis, what dreams mean and how they can be interpreted, which I don't have a clue, and yeah. I will be attending.
Well, Freud was there. Freud's helped us in that
yeah.
field. Okay.
And I'm a meditation teacher, so what I wanted to do was to actually premiere a documentary about meditation called A Mindful Choice. And what it does is to show various people all around the world learning meditation and letting them give their story of how that has helped them, to act as an inspiration for those here who may be considering doing something other than medication or to support medication. What is out there that will let you lead your life peacefully, healthily and happily?
Right. I know this. You already have your websites come out with the information. Zina, help me understand that there are components to this which are about music. And I was very interested. Mariska Setiawan, she's an Indonesian soprano. Melissa Indut, a Malaysian singer. Akasha. Why the music? Why was it necessary to put music into this festival?
The music is for the opening and closing festival. Ceremonies. We're going to have a big celebration at the which everyone's invited to. About 400 people. Yeah. About 400 people. We'll be having a big celebration at the end of our festival, and of course, music is part of that. Yeah. So
music is life.
Yeah.
Music is life. Okay. We'll take a short break now, and we'll be back with more. Stay tuned to Let's Talk. Welcome back to Let's Talk. I'm Shahad, with me, Azina and Dominic. We're talking about the Ahimsa Life Festival happening on the 21st to 23rd of February. It's going to be happening in Publica. There's more information at the website. You look below the screen. There was something you said, Zina, that really struck me about how maybe more women will access this festival than you think men will, at least in this first iteration. And Dominic, I wanted to ask you about this, because there's something about us men, I think, that, and I see this all around me, that women, especially older women, or as women age, they're much more open to new experiences than men are. And men are much more resistant, think they know it all, or skeptical, deeply skeptical about chances for renewal. Why do you think we men are so resistant?
For me, it's the way I've been brought up, really. And we leverage a lot on the masculine side of the balance. There's a masculine and feminine. And the masculine is the more intellectual element, the more logical, arithmetical side of our being. And when we start leveraging more on that side than the feminine side of our being, we tend to want to have a reason for doing things, a scientific justification. Can or cannot, does it make sense before we want to actually experience something? And therein lies the limitation. We sort of put on our own rose-tinted glasses, we look at our world through that, and we don't want to make change, or we're afraid to make change. So part of my involvement, and I'm only the only man in the organizing committee, is for me to start exploring elements which I would not otherwise explore. The creative, the more feminine, softer side of things, where, dare I say, talk about love. And as I explore that, then find that balance where I'm able to make decisions, which is not based just on logic. And that requires me to actually let go and to actually be okay with free falling. Oh, okay, let's experience it. Does it work? Does it not work? And then make my decision. Oftentimes I make my decision last time. No one can convince me. If my mind says no, there's no way I'm going to do it.
That's probably the lawyer in you, isn't it?
And but the since you brought it up, it's for instance, because there's five of us, there's a couple of fairies in our group, and they're like, they want a fairy garden and yeah. a unicorn ride. So at our festival, we'll have unicorn ride and fairy garden for children. And me being a practical person, I go, what's that? What's that for? You know, we don't need that. And he goes, because you want children to believe in fairy dust and crystals. And yeah. so we have a fairy garden and unicorn rides.
I mean, kids are, and I think it's probably a truism, are very open. I mean, they're at the stage of their lives where they're open to all kinds of possibilities, right? So, but I'm assuming that, okay, the fairy dust, I think, metaphorically speaking, that all the stuff that you're doing here is also based on science, right? It's based on reason. It might not be the hard logic of things, yeah. but it's also, it is based on a sense of what the body can do. Yoga is a constant experimentation with the body, isn't it?
That's right.
I mean, how do you want people to approach this, Dominic? Do you want people to kind of just write this off as some sort of, you know, exuberant celebration of life where it's going to have no impact except being fun? Or do you want them to see this as a real possibility for transformation?
I want them to come in and see this as a possibility for real transformation. And you mentioned it about kids, and you mentioned it about openness. You know, as kids, we haven't gone through life. We haven't experienced a lot of things which form the base for judgments and beliefs that we have, which tend to restrict us as we move on through life. And all this festival is to allow each and every one of us, regardless of gender, regardless of age, to actually reconnect with something inside them. And that journey is a journey back to you or to me. And that journey is a very, very short journey. It's how do I move from my head to my heart? Because all these things that we do is actually, they're modalities which allow us to connect with who we truly are. It is only, anything which is fear-based is only fear-based because of a judgment or belief that we have. How do we cast that aside, whether it's in the physical through yoga, the mental through meditation, or the emotional through any other modality? How do we use that to help us live a life which is heart-based, love-based? And in that living, only then can we begin to start connecting with other people. Case in point is me. For the longest time, Mum riled me up over many, many small things.
But our mums do.
In these 4 years, I've learned to understand why she is the way that she is and to be okay with it. Because I recognize that I can't change her. The only
acceptance.
Person, accept her for who she is, the only person I can change is me. How do I go about changing me? And that is being open enough to explore. And that's what I want people to do. Come to the festival, explore what's available with an open mind, and try. Now, if it doesn't work, it's good. Try something else, but don't give up. Don't give up and, like me in the old days, go back into my room, close the curtains, and suffer.
Right. And I guess, you know, the big thing here is being willing to try, right? I mean, Zina, who have been the biggest supporters of this festival for you, I mean, in actually pulling it off? Because I know, apart from the ideas and the concepts and the curation, there's the real business of putting a festival together. It's nuts and bolts, it's logistics and it's money. Who have been your supporters?
We have AXA Insurance.
AXA Affin General Insurance,
Alliance Bank, and Global Doctors. They are the sponsors of our first festival. Actually, it's a great thing that they decided to come on with us, especially as we haven't had a festival, you know, to prove ourselves yet. So we're very lucky to have them. Who else are our sponsors?
Well, you mentioned Global Doctors, and that's one name I don't recognize. What is Global Doctors, Dominic?
Global Doctors are a healthcare service provider based out in Monkeara. And the beauty about it is that it is a perfect fit for us. They have all kinds of consultative services, but what they were able to offer us was actually a partnership where they could combine Western medicine in terms of talks with our Eastern modalities. For example, we're organizing a talk in our learning circle on women's health. So what is it from a Western perspective? What does science actually say, Western science say about obstetrician and gynecology? How is this supported from the Eastern traditions and allow us to create some sort of forum where people can come together and discuss? You know, so they provide us with a whole load of things such as defibrillators for our events. They provide emergency medics to support us. But they've been really, really supportive, and supportive in the sense of, I see what it is, I see how it can play a part. Let's just go and do it.
Right, wonderful. Okay, and very quickly, Zina, ticketed events or is acts free? How do people find out which is which, and do they have to sign on beforehand, before the actual festival?
Well, they've got to come on to www.ahimsaasia.com. All the events will be placed there. There's complimentary talks in the learning circle. Every hour we'll have a different type of talk from different practitioners. We have in the AXA Arena, or the what we call the black box, we've got bigger sized workshops and yoga classes, IMP movement with Melissa Indort. We have some relationship talks with Lynette Tan. So we have, you know, interesting people. Octavia Wilkinson is in the black box. And then there's the white box, or what we call the soul hub. That's, we've got little healer booths with healers, different types of healers that you can try. So definitely go.
So those are free and some of them are ticketed.
Yes. So you've got to go get online, and you'll find that there's a lot of complimentary stuff as well as ticketed stuff.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much, both of you, for joining me on my show and helping me understand what's going on. Remember, it's the 21st to the 23rd of February. That's next month, the Ahimsa Life Festival happening out at Publica in Mount Kiara. That's all we have for Let's Talk today. Join me next week on this very show, only on Astro 180.